USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour in the headlines, word of a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake hitting Chile.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics.
To politics now, President Trump defending himself against Democrats who want to impeach him, the president taking to Twitter and taking his message from the Rose Garden straight to the American people.
The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen.
He's got 65 million followers, the president telling them.
We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In USA News for your health, doctors across the country gearing up for flu season. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
While the percentage of flu cases is below the national baseline for this time of year, people like Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is concerned about an outbreak among young children.
We see that the youngest are most affected, with incidence highest among children younger than 6 months, followed by those aged 6 to 23 months. Illness occurs very quickly. 65% of reported flu deaths in children happen within 7 days after symptom onset. 38% of deaths occur before being admitted to the hospital.
Secretary Azar said half of the influenza-associated pediatric deaths occurred in children with no pre-existing medical conditions.
There's a new tool on the Uber app aimed at keeping you safer. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Uber has added a 911 button to its app that will allow riders to quietly send a message to emergency personnel.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talking about impeachment at an event held by the Texas Tribune. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Following the recent announcement of the formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump and a phone call he had with the Ukrainian president in July, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called the proceedings a somber affair.
This is very bad news for our country, because if it is as it seems to be, our president engaged in something that's so far beyond what our founders had in mind. They knew that some president might go beyond what the Constitution intended, and they put guardrails there. This goes beyond any guardrails.
And speaking at that event in Austin, Pelosi also said that public opinion is now on the side of the impeachment inquiry.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor investigating a payroll company, USA Radio's John Hunt.
An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cache Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cache handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.